the path of our life.
都在寻找一条人生的路。
So actually, we are seeking a way in our life.
不晓得你觉得人生的路是越走越舒服，还是越走越艰难呢？
And I don't know how you think. Is our way the more we walk, the more comfortable, or maybe the more difficult?
我当然希望大家能够你们的路越走越美好。
And of course, I wish that your road become more smooth sailing every day.
但事实上，我们有时候会发觉，我们的有时候的路有时候越走越艰难。
But in reality, sometimes our road is getting more difficult day by day.
最近我听一个牧师他这样讲。
And recently, I heard a pastor who said this.
他说，我们大概30岁、40岁的时候，我们见面的时候会谈。 我们的学历，我们的履历。
So when we were in the 40s, 30s and 40s, we talk about our education and the life of our youth.
我们的 resume, 有多少的履历。
Our resume and our credential.
到40岁、50岁的时候。
So when we reach the age of 40s and 50s,
当我们在一起的时候，我们会谈我们的经历。
Then we talk about our experiences.
我们的练力。
And our endurance.
我们走过什么路，我们经过什么困难。
And what kind of road that we have passed.
我们有胜过了。 那到我们50、60、70的时候。
Now when we reach the age of 50s, 60s, and even 70s.
那我们会谈什么力呢？
So what kind of experiences we are going to talk about?
我们会谈病例。
So we talk about our health and our disease.
我发觉我超过60岁之后呢，就开始吃药了。
So I discovered that after I reached the age of 60, I begin to take medicines.
就开始要面对病。
And I'm facing the disease.
身体的软弱。
And facing the weakness of our physical body.
这是一条好像人生的路。
And this is the reality of our lives.
所以昨天晚上我参加一个很特别的婚礼。
And last night I attend a very special wedding.
是晚上9点钟的婚礼。
So it took place at about 9 o'clock in the evening.
不是很多人。
And it's not a big wedding.
在一个家庭里面举行。
So actually, it took place in a family.
很温馨的一个婚礼。
So it's a very gentle and very lovely.
连讲员都没有。
And they don't even have a speaker.
不过他临时拉了我讲几句话。
And then just he asked me to improvise and say a few words.
那当时我就感动，就跟他们说。
So at that moment, I've moved. And then
我就是讲人生的路,
and I'm going to talk about the way of our life, and it's getting more difficulty and day by day.
我就劝勉他们, 两夫妇要用前面的连日, 好好的来彼此相爱, 彼此建立, 能够产生一种信任, 一种很深厚的感情, 让我们在年老的时候, 真是能够执子之手, 与子见,
So I encourage this new couple to love one another and to encourage one another so that for the days ahead, the difficult days ahead, they can hold hands together and face the reality of life together with God.
我有一个很深的感觉,
and I have a very profound feeling.
婚姻就是要准备好 我们一同过一条整条的人生的路。
So, as a matter of fact, marriage is a preparation for the couple to walk together in the way of life.
我们人生的前段的日子是我们的父母陪着我们走。
So, the early part of life is accompanied by our parents.
然后呢, 我们后面的日子是我们的太太、我们的丈夫陪着我们走。
But the latter part of life should be accompanied by our spouse.
这是创造的一个计划。
And actually, this is the desire of God when God created human beings.
那个意思是说, 上帝的意思就是真的要我们人生的路真是不容易。我们需要一同来走过的。
So God knew by His marvelous design that our way are very difficult, and He prepared for a spouse for us to walk together.
那今天呢，我想跟大家思想一篇的诗篇。
So this evening, I would like to share with you a scripture which is recorded in Psalm chapter 3.
这个诗篇第三篇呢，是大卫在经历人生的危难的时候。他写的一篇诗篇。
And this is Psalm written by David when he was in the adversity of his life.
所以你看第三篇的一段前面的小字，他怎么说呢？
So you can see the fine print before the chapter title.
他说大卫逃避他儿子亚撒龙的时候写解诗。
A psalm of David when he fled from his son Absalom.
这是很伤感的一句话。
So this is a very heartbreaking words.
大卫要逃避亚撒龙，他的孩子。
And David has to fled from his own son.
这是人生的哀痛。
So this is the painful aspect of the life.
他的儿子不单背叛了他。
And his son Absalom not only rebel against him.
而且是追杀他。
And also want to pursue and kill him.
背叛已经很痛了。
And rebellion is a very painful thing.
而且要追杀。
And now your own son want to pursue and kill you. What do you feel?
这是大卫的经历。
And this is David's experience.
事实上在人生里面，很多时候我们都有发觉有一种的情况。
So actually, in our life, and many times we face the similar situation.
背叛。
So we are rebel against. And what's the next step for rebellion?
都是追杀。
That is, some people pursue and after your life.
我们叫祸不单行。
And this is why we said the bad things doesn't happen once.
人与人的关系不会停留在一个点上，一个背叛的点上的。
So the relationship between human beings would not be stay into a point of rebellions.
他一定会在后面有些事情发生。
And the rebellions, the spirit of rebellions will develop into something more terrible.
你看很多婚姻的破裂。
So when you see there are many marriage broke up.
不仅仅是某一个人背叛了某一个人。
So it's more than just one partner rebel against the other one.
是不是啊？我们都会觉得这个离婚之后就有很多问题出现了。
So we know that after the divorce, it's not finished. There are a lot of things.
那个财产怎么分配
？So how are you going to distribute the estates?
那个房子怎么分配
？And how are you going to deal with the house that is shared?
那个孩子怎么分配
？So what about the children?
你会发觉这个离婚下一步就是追杀。
So you know that after divorce, and the next step is to solve the problem.
这是一种用很多的手段，用很多的办法要保护自己。
So people use a lot of technique, use a lot of scheme in order to protect
themselves. 为什么要追杀了？因为要保护自己。
Why you have to go after other people's life? Because they want to protect themselves.
当亚撒龙决定要背叛的时候
，So when David's son Absalom has made a decision to rebel against him, and he must kill his father.
否则他永无宁日。
Otherwise, he will not have a peace time.
人生就是这样。
Now this is life.
这是当时大卫所面对的一件事。
So this is exactly the situation David facing at that time.
被家人所追杀。
So went after by his own family member.
真是人生的大痛。
So this is the most painful thing in our life.
但是不仅仅这样啊。
And more than that.
你看这个诗篇第一节。
So, and let us focus on verse 1, chapter 3.
耶和华啊，我的敌人何其加增，有许多人起来攻击我。
O Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me?
前面讲到大卫的孩子的背叛他，面对这样的情况，他需要很大的勇气。
So first part talk about his son tried to kill him, and the second man talk about he must muster up a lot of courage in order to face this situation.
他很需要勇气去面对。
So at the beginning, he need courage.
但面对第二节的时候，
but when it come to the second verse,
他所需要的不仅仅是勇气了。
So what he really need is more than just courage.
他是面对一个更大的困难。
Because he was facing a even unsurmountable difficulties.
那为什么我说更大的困难呢？
Now why I said this difficulty is nearly unsurmountable?
这里说我的敌人何其加增。
So he said my foes increasingly multiplies.
有许多人起来攻击我。
And how many of them rise up against me?
我觉得一个对于一个有信仰的人来说，这个更难接受。
So I feel that for those who have faith, and it's more difficult to take hold of this verse.
什么叫何其加增呢？
Now what does it mean by my foes?
那就是说，我本来有五个敌人。
That means originally I have only five enemies.
那现在我就祷告上帝。
And then I pray to God.
我有信仰吗？
Do I have faith? Yes.
我有信仰吗？我当然会祷告了。
If I have faith, of course I will pray to God.
按照我的观念呢，我越祷告，问题就越少。
So according to the human concept, that the more I pray, the difficulties will decrease.
然后呢，我五个敌人，因为我祷告，就变成四个。
So I expect that originally I have five enemies, but because of my prayer, it will reduce to four.
然后我再祷告，就变成三个。
I pray again.Then these four enemies become three enemies.
然后我恒切的祷告，
if I earnestly pray,
那个敌人就消失了，
then all my foe will disappear.
是不是？这是我们的信仰。
Is it our faith?
那对于一个没有信仰的人，这个情况还好。
So for those who are faithless, and it's easier to handle.
但对于一个有信仰的人，会祷告的人，这个事情很难以了解。
But to those who have faith and those who believe the power of prayer, and it's very incomprehensible.
我的宗教，我的信仰应该是帮助我的。
My religion, my faith should be something that be helpful to me.
但现在情况刚刚相反。
But the situation just go the other way around.
我越祷告，
the more I pray, the more foes I have.
我的敌人何其增多。
And then my enemies multiplies.
那我怎么面对我的信仰？
So how am I going to deal with my faith?
是大卫真的非常困难啊。
So David is facing an unsolvable problem.
还有呢，第二节怎么说呢？
So look at verse 2.
有许多人议论我。
And many are saying of me. Saying means to criticize me.
说他得不着神的帮助。
And they jeer at me and said,God will not deliver you.
我相信这样的一种外面的那种议论。
So you can imagine this external criticism.
加增了大卫的那种痛苦。
So will compound the difficulties he already had.
我想在那个时候他完全迷失了。
And you are getting into the state of lostness.
或者说他当时应该是完全迷失了。
And then he went astray.
按照一个普通的人，
and according to ordinary thinking,
他真是无路可走，
and is almost helpless, no exit.
人家讲都讲对了，
and what they are criticizing me was right.
因为仇敌增多，
because my enemies increases.
上帝没有帮助他，
and God did not stretch out His helping hand.
那为什么上帝没有帮助他呢？
And why God did not help him?
那按照人的逻辑是这样的，
and according to the human logic.
上帝是公义的，
and our God is righteous.
上帝不帮助他，
if God did not help you,
一定因为这个人有问题，
because you have problem in the first place.
是不是啊？
And this is
大卫
的 human logic.
当时也有可能这样。
And I believe David probably
think the same way. 一个普通的人都会这样想。
And even an ordinary man will think according to this kind of logic.
我觉得大卫真是很困难，应该很困难。
So I think.David is very distressed.
你知道当时耶稣钉十字架的时候有同样的议论。
And do you remember when Jesus was hung on the cross and the same kind of insult hurled at him?
同样的议论。
And same kind of insult, same kind of criticism.
就是说假如你是上帝的儿子，
If you are the son of God,
神一定会救你的。
And God must help you.
那现在上帝没有救你。
Now God did not help you.
那证明你不是上帝的。
So it proved that you are not the son of God.
那在当时呢？
So in the situation of David,
当时耶稣他还可以理直气壮。
Jesus also can have courage to facing this insulter.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为耶稣知道他没有做错事。
Because Jesus knew that he was sinless.
他是完全正直的。
And he knew that he was utterly upright.
所以他绝对可以在这种议论这种情况之下还站得住。
So he can stood firm in the midst of criticism and insult.
但按照来说，按理来说，大卫很难站立得住。
But according to David, and he could not stood firm.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为大卫实在是做错了事。
Because David actually did something wrong.
他杀了人，借刀杀人。
And he threw other people's hand. He murdered some.
他夺了别人的妻子。
And then he took other people's wife.
这个都是事实。
And these are facts.
所以这种现象。
And this kind of phenomena,
他所有的能力都会因为他的罪的缘故而完全没。
So he must thought that all his power, all his might will disappear because of his own sin.
他没有一个位置可以站立得住。
And he's no legitimate position to defend himself.
你知道人生最大的问题在哪里？
Do you know what's the most important question, the problem in our life?
很多时候不在乎我们有多困难。
It's not a matter of how great is the difficulties.
假如我们能够还是理直气壮的话。
But if we can boldly and with a clear conscience to ourselves,
我们还是可以挺身昂首。
Then we still can stood firm in front of enemies.
因为我问心无愧。
Because I ask myself and find out I am pure.
我没有错。
I did not do anything wrong.
我仍然可以挺身昂首。
I still can stand up and face you.
所以这种情况对于大卫来说真的极大的困难。
So in this kind of situation, it's sinful with such a sinful nature, and David faced a very difficult situation.
但是很明显。
But clearly,
大卫经过了这种一切的困难。
And David has passed through all these kind of difficult experiences.
他的孩子对他的追杀的伤痛。
And his own son went after his life and this kind of pain.
那种信仰与事实不符的那种信心的挑战。
And then the challenge of the faith due to the inconsistency of the reality and his doctrine.
还有就是他自己的错误
，and then his own fault，
然后这样的一种悲痛的环境
，and then this is a very painful situation he's facing。
那找他怎么经过的呢
？Now how was he going to walk through this valley？
是由于他有一个真实的信仰
，and is it because he had a real genuine faith？
他完全的相信
，he totally。Put his trust in God.
他的过犯已经被涂抹了。
And his sin and his iniquity has been blotted out.
他的一切的错误都在上帝的饶恕之下完全的涂抹。
And all his fault, all his mistakes has been made clean due to God's forgiveness.
而尽管是这样的外面的环境那么多的恶劣。
Even though the circumstances are so unfavorable to him,
他坚信一件事情
but he firmly believed one thing.
上帝绝对没有离开他
God have never forsaken him.
这个信仰很重要
Now this faith is very important.
这个信仰不是你的勇气可以给你
Now this kind of faith is not arise from your own courage.
这种勇气不是宗教能够给你的。
So this kind of courage is not something that the religion can bestow upon you.
这种信仰甚至不是你相信有神就可以得到的。
And it's not even that you merely believe there's a God will give you this kind of strength.
你必须相信这位神有赦罪之恩。
You must believe that this God, not only your creator, but has the grace of forgiveness.
这位上帝，他在你悔改的时候，完全的接纳你。
And in your process of repentance, this God receive you and forgive you.
这是非常重要的信仰。
And this is a very important understanding.
我再说。
And let me repeat.
你来到教会。
When you come to church,
你不单单像是一个宗教。
You're not only participate in certain religious activities.
你来到教会。
When you come to his sanctuary,
不单相信有一位上帝。
You're more than just believe there's a God.
你必须要相信到一个地步。
You must believe to such an extent.
他爱你到底。
That this God will love you to the end.
他完全无条件地包容你一切的过犯。
And then he unconditionally forbear your sin and forgive your iniquity.
而且好像这个诗篇第三节所说的。
And just like what verse 3 says.
但你耶和华是我的四面的盾牌，是我的荣耀。又是叫我抬起头来。
But you are the shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory on me and lift up my head.
换句话说，这个信仰的内容很重要。
So the point is, the content of your faith is very important.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有一种信仰的内容呢
？So when you said your faith, do you know what is the content of your faith?
你所相信这位上帝是怎么样的一位上帝呢
？So the God whom you believe is what kind of God is him?
诗篇第三篇
and Psalm chapter 3
其实是把大卫整个信仰的那种观念来描述出来
Actually, it's a clear description of David's concept toward faith.
我不晓得大家有没有奇怪，大卫当他遇到那么多困难的时候，他写诗
And I am not sure whether you're surprised or not when he'swas facing such a great difficulties, unfavorable circumstances, he actually sit down and wrote Psalm.
他跟我们面对困难、处理困难的方法完全不同。
Now, his way of facing problem is quite different than we do.
请问你是怎么面对困难的呢?
Now, let me ask you, how do you face the problem?
当你遇到困难的时候, 你通常怎么样?
When you facing unfavorable circumstances,
有些人就不管。
And some people said, okay, I don't care.
顺其自然。
And then let the nature take its own course.
我不晓得这句话怎么翻译。船到桥头自然直。
And the canonist, I believe, is that when the ship went to the shore, it will straighten out by itself.
所以呢，有些人是这样来面对的。
And this is kind of philosophy people use to face.
有些人会努力去面对。
And then another kind of people is to use all their effort, all their might to solve the problem.
有些邀请朋友来帮他面对。
And then maybe they consult his friends and confide his boss or whoever.
是大卫。
But David
写诗
write psalms.
他用写诗的过程里面。来表达他的信仰
and to, through the process of writing the psalm, he expressed his faith.
比方说第一、第二节
and just like what is said in verse 1 and verse 2.
虽然他是表达了当时他一种处境
and even though on the surface it looks it just expressed the circumstances he was facing.
其实在这里呢，他的语气是怎么样的呢？
But if you think deeply,
我再读给大家听
and let me read once more to you.
大家来感受一下大卫当时的一种
and、so、that you can feel
感觉
and how David was writing in this way.
他说耶和华
he said,
我的敌人何其加增
How many are my foes?
有许多人起来攻击我
How many rise up against me?
有许多人议论我
and how many of them saying things to me?
他得不着神的帮助。
God will not deliver him.
他在做什么
？So what was David talking about?
他在向神倾心吐意。
Actually, he confined his feeling to God.
他就把一个事实，他的遭遇来告诉上帝。
And he, the reality and his encounter and to express to God.
他在这里有没有求？上帝，请你帮我。
He did not explore God and ask him to help him.
他没有啊。
He did not do that.
他只是说上帝我的情况是这样。
He just said, God, this is my terrible situation.
就把自己的情况来告诉上帝。
And he poured out his heart to God.
就是倾心吐意。
So he confined his feeling to God.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有觉得这很宝贵啊？
So do you think this is very precious to express in
this way? 今天高高在上的神，他听我们在讲话。
And this God who seemed to be remote, but actually he listened to my speaking.
今天不是很多人愿意听我们来讲话的。
So many people do not want to listen to.
尤其是是这样的话。
And especially this kind of words.
我的敌人何其众多。
My enemies are multiple.
有许多人攻击我。
And many people say bad things about me.
都是消极的话。
And all these are very pessimistic.
你假如有人来向你讲话。
If people say these things to you, how do you feel?
假如你愿意聆听。
If you are willing to listen.
你就真是他的朋友了。
Then you truly are his friend.
很多时候我们不一定有空来听人家的诉苦。
So many times we don't even have time to listen to people's complaint.
我记得前两三个星期，那个礼拜天的早上。
So I remember several weeks ago, and it was a Sunday morning.
大概七点多吧。
And it was about 7 o'clock in the morning.
我正准备要预备讲道。
And I was about to prepare my sermon.
但是那个有一个电话响了。
And then the phone rang.
是有一位我查经班的姐妹。
It was a sister in Christ.
她打电话来。
In my Bible study group, she called me.
她告诉我，她的16岁的女儿在乌拉圭。
And she told me that she had a daughter of 16 years old in Uruguay.
就是那个南美那个地方。
Yeah, in this country in the South America.
然后呢？他说因为火山爆发他不能够回来。
And because the volcano erupted and she was not able to come back to the States.
我也觉得很紧张是火山爆发。
And I was nervous because when I heard the volcano erupted.
后来听清楚不是乌拉圭火山爆发。
Oh, and then later on, and I heard clearly it was not the volcano in his nearby place.
是他的女儿他要去智利的地方火山爆发。
Oh, because she, her daughter planned to, travel to Chile, and then over there was a volcano.
所以乌拉圭的飞机不能够去智利来转飞机回来。
So therefore, there's a problem of transporting, her to the destination.
后来我听清楚之后，我就告诉他。不要担心，这个很小事嘛。
And after I realized the situation, I said, "Okay, don't worry. This is a very small thing."
那这种情形常常坐飞机的人都会遇到的。
So, being delayed in the airport is a very common thing in for travel.
跟他讲几句，我就没有什么，就说请他不要担心就好。
And then I said, "Just don't worry." And then a few words, I hung up the phone.
那时候我也忙着要预备讲道。
So actually, at that moment, I was very busy.To prepare my sermon.
那我也觉得这个是很小事嘛。
And I thought that this is a trivial thing.
那何必大惊小怪？七点多就那么早就打来。
And why you have to make a molehill out of something?
后来呢，当我放下电话之后，我就哎呀很后悔。
So after I put down my phone, and actually I regret.
我就觉得这个牧师不合格啊。
For not spending time.
人家打电话来，一定是很心里面很愁苦，需要帮助，需要安慰才会打电话来嘛。
So I realize when people pick up the phone and call you, and he or she must have lots of problem.
那为什么这么不耐烦跟别人讲话呢？
And why did I have patience to talk to them for a few more minutes?
是后来我就再打个电话给他。
And then I pick up the phone and then I call her again.
然后呢，我说我就为你祷告。我
And then I said I will pray for you.
所以我在电话为他祷告。
So I pray right on the phone.
哎呀，我没有想到，原来这个祷告对他是那么重要。
And later on I realized my prayer with her are so important and offer so much comfort to her.
后来他打这个写个 email 给我，他说很谢谢我那天早上为他祷告。
And then she thanked me through an email.
祷告要舒服很多了。
And after you pray for me, I feel very comfortable.
然后他还请另外一个姐妹当面的跟我说谢谢。
And then he also told another sister and to thank me.
哎，我觉得我这个渺小的人对于人家的那种倾诉我都那么不耐烦。
So I'm just mere man, and then I am so impatient to other people's consulting.
我就想到这位上帝。
And then I think of our God who is in heaven.
他竟然愿意来聆听我们的祷告。
And he was willing to listen to our pleading.
我觉得真是一种超乎我们所想的一种奇妙。
And this is a wonder that beyond our comprehension.
其实在圣经里面他一直一直都邀请我们到他面前来倾心吐意。
Actually, throughout the entire Bible, God time after time after time invited us to talk to him.
最出名的就是那个哈拿。
And the, one of the most famous prayer is the prayer of Hannah.
哈拿的在当时是一个非常微小的人物。
And Hannah was a very lowly woman.
你知道以前的时代，在中东，在那个地方，女性都是没有地位的。
So in ancient time, especially in the Middle East, and a female has no social status in the society.
其实到今天也是。
Well, actually, these things happen today too.
你没有看见那个亚拉伯的妇女还是抱得紧紧的。
So you see the Arabian.Ladies always cover their face with a shawl.
他只要看到她的眼睛。
The only thing you can see her is the eyes.
今天啊
，Today,
我最近在那个 Life Magazine 就看见一幅图画，拿奖的图画。
So recently, I saw a picture in the Life Magazine, and it was a award.
就是一个妇女。
That is a lady.
她的头都被包住了。
And the whole head was covered.
不过包那个头巾是很漂亮的。
But the clothes that wrap cover the head is very beautiful.
然后呢，这个镜头就是看到她的头。
And so the lens focused on her head.
这个包住头的那个就是看到一双眼睛。
And the only thing you can see about her is a pair of eyes.
那个特别的地方在哪里
？So what is the difference?
那个眼睛是在流泪的。
And then it was tears pouring down from the eyes.
现在很多妇女还是受这种压迫的情况。
So many ladies and women in the Middle East is under such oppression.
在当时哈拿更加了。
And then Hannah was in a similar situation.
圣经特别来形容哈拿在神的面前倾心吐意。
And the Bible used a great passage to talk about how he prayed earnestly and to confine her difficulty to God.
上帝听他。
Because God listened to her pleading.
他为什么来向上帝倾心吐意？
And why Hannah prayed to God?
他只是投求为一件事。
And with one and only one purpose.
没有儿子。
Because she was childless.
在当时没有儿子是一个咒诅。
So in those culture, a woman without child is a curse.
那她就向上帝祷告，求神给她个儿子。
And she prayed to God and asked God to give her a child.
上帝竟然听她。
And to her surprise, God listened to her prayer.
而且给她个撒母耳。
And also gave her a son by the name of Samuel.
其实世界上很多人都生孩子嘛。
So in this world, many women and bear child.
没有孩子的人也很多嘛。
And then for the woman without children is many.
但是上帝就是聆听一个那么微小的事情。
But God particularly listened to this woman's prayer.
我觉得相信上帝聆听是个非常重要的事情。
So I believe that believing in God.Who will listen to a prayer is a very important thing.
我觉得在一个信仰的生活里面，这个是非常重要的信仰。
So in our faith life, Knowing God will listen to your prayer is very important.
我不晓得你有没有这种信仰。
And I do not know whether you have this kind of faith or not.
不仅仅是我们有需要的时候，我要到上帝面前来祷告。
It's more than just when we come to God when we have in need.
乃是上帝等待着，还期待着我们带着我们的需要到他的面前来祷告。
But God was waiting for you to come to Him with your own need.
在圣经里面，他邀请我们说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来。”
And Jesus invited us, saying, "For those who are heavy laden, come to me, and I will give you rest."
他不断地呼召人到他的面前。
And He called upon us to come to Him.
把你的重担放在我的面前。
And lay down your burden before me.
你可以把你的难处告诉我。
And tell me your difficulties.
我初信主的时候就很喜欢唱一首诗歌。
So when I was first became a Christian, there's a hymn I like to sing.
现在很少人唱了。
So today I haven't heard many people sing it.
你当告诉耶稣，你当告诉耶稣。
That means you ought to tell Jesus. You ought to tell Jesus.
这首诗歌真的很好。
So this hymn is very beautiful.
在我没有信主之前，我从来没有想过我可以把我的小事情来告诉上帝。
So before I became a Christian, I have never imagined that I can bring such a trivial thing to our God.
上帝喜欢我们到他的面前。
And naturally, our God delights us to come to His throne.
所以信仰的一个非常重要的一个观念。
So this is a very important concept and, in relation to our faith.
你可以把你一切的难处告诉
他。That is, tell every, no matter how big or how small, your difficulties.
然后相信上帝会聆听。
And then believe that He will listen to your prayer.
我告诉大家一件事情。
And let me tell you one thing.
这个是真的一个很宝贵的见证。
And which is a very precious, witnesses.
我过去的信仰生活了，其实都很简单。
So actually, in my past faith life, and it's very simple.
我是很单纯的。
And I'm very, simple.
所以我就觉得，既然有上帝
，and I just simply think that, well, we have a God.
那我就尽力来做我应该做的事。
And then I try my best to do the things I ought to do.
所以很多人以为我很有信心。
So many people thought that I have a lot of faith.
做了很多事
，and did a lot of things.
其实我不是有信心。
So actually, I did not have much.
我只是一个顺服的心。
And I just have a heart.Of obedience.
那什么神怎么吩咐，怎么感动，我就怎么向前走。
And whatever God tells me to do, I just move forward and do it.
所以呢，一步步向前走的时候
，So as I'm moving forward, step by step.
其实我现在走到一个很特别的一个地步。
So right now I reach a point which is very unique in my life.
是我从来没有想过我能够走到这样的地步。
And I've never imagined that I have come to this point today.
那认识我的人也觉得莫名其妙，为什么能够走到这个地步
？And to those who knew me and around me and did not understand why I am in such a position today.
现在角声的事工已经分布全世界。
So we know that my organization's ministry has been, spread all over the globe.
这个中国已经三个儿童村，有300个孤儿。
So in China we have three, orphanage.Villages, and we have 300 orphans.
我们的报纸每个月印刷50几万份。
And our publication amounts to 500,000 every month.
然后我们有很多的同工。
And we have a lot of co-workers around me.
单单 New York, 我们有40几位同工。
And just in the New York area, we have more than 40, co-workers.
最近前两三个月，我的会计部的同工告诉我。
And then few months ago, our accounting, co-worker told me,
我们单单每一个月发薪水是16万一个月16万。
So, all the payroll every month, I spend, we have spent
160,000. 16万。
$160,000.
然后我们 pay mortgage, 每一个月是68,000。
And then we have the $60,000 for mortgage.
$68,000
for the mortgage.
单单这两个数， 已经吓坏了。
So this too big number will be enough to make you fear.
每个月
，every month，
每个月过得很快的。
Every month, 30 days pass by very quick.
你知道怎么过吗
？So how are we going to walk through this path?
我完全没有力量过的。
And I have no strength to carry this burden. How am I going to do that?
二十几万每个月。
So $200,000 every month.
一个月过了又一个月
，and then month after month，
你知道我怎么过吗
？Do you know how I'm facing this financial burden？
我太太就知道了
，and my wife knows。
我是完全没有办法
，and I'm helpless basically。
我只是每天礼拜一到礼拜五每天好好的起来，五点动我就起来去祷告。
So all I did have done is from Monday to Friday, every morning 5 o'clock.I got up and prayed.
5:45.
5:45.
然后我就去，大概去到 mission center 是大概六点多一点。
And then after I arrive at my office, the mission center is about a little bit over 6 a.m.
就是那么简单。
And very simple.
我就去祷告。
I pray.
这个几年来都是这样。
And for so many years already.
有时候我祷告觉得我也很闷。
Sometimes I pray and then I feel very boring.
你不要以为我每天 早上去祷告一定那个这个灵力兴奋。
So don't think that every morning I went to pray and then I will be very encouraged and active.
很多时候就是守这个约会。
And sometimes I treat it as an appointment with God.
每次跪下来的时候，都是把所有的事情倾心吐意，把那个需要。
And I kneel down every morning. I just simply tell God what I need.
事情就这样过了。
And then these days will pass by.
有时候我太太会问，哎，怎么有 paycheck？
And then
想不到的。
My wife come to me that how come I receive some paycheck？
有时候会迟一点。
And sometimes a little bit late.
但是总会过的。
But God，
我觉得真是上帝的工作。
God will supply.And this is the work of God.
是我觉得这是一种的权利。
So I believe this is a privilege.
信仰就是这么简单的一回事。
So faith is such a simple thing.
相信上帝的保护。
So we believe the protection of God.
上帝的供应。
Believe His provision.
我们的责任就是把需要告诉他。
And our responsibility is just to tell him our need.
这里有节这个第三章一节圣经非常好的。
So there's another very precious verse.
他说：“但你耶和华是我四围的盾牌。”第三
，But you are the shield around me, O Lord.
他是四围的盾牌。
So it's the shield around me.
是我的荣耀。
It's my glory.
又是叫我抬起头来的。
And you lift up my head.
我弟兄姐妹，我希望你们相信这一点。
So I hope that you believe this.
在各种的困难中
，amid all the adversities，
你不要希望人生没有困难。
Do not expect that you will be smooth sailing. It's impossible. Every day you face difficulties.
我们的身体会越来越糟糕。
And our physical body will weaken every day.
我们会越来越老。
And then we grow old.
我们越来越孤单。
And then we become more and more lonely.
人生很多的路都要自己走的。
So many roads you have to walk all by yourself.
别人陪不到你的。
And no one can accompany you.
我们凭什么来过呢
？So depend on what we walk through this difficult path.
凭你的勇气吗
？Based on your courage.
勇气可能带我们走一段路。
Maybe your courage can lead you for a certain distance.
有些路你的勇气是不够的。
But some kind of path, your courage is not enough.
靠宗教的信仰吗
Are you depend on religion rituals?
宗教信仰有某个程度上的承托力
，so to a certain degree, it has certain power to uphold you.
它可以帮助我们
，and of course, it will help.
教会里面的仪式啊，弟兄姐妹啊
，and brothers and sisters,
诗歌啊，都可以帮我们
，and singing hymns and all those rituals, it is helpful, no doubt about that.
一个好的讲员可能给你打打气，帮帮你。
A good speaker may encourage you just for a little while.
那首好的诗歌可能给你增加点的信心。
A moving theme may encourage and enhance your faith a little bit.
但是那是不够的。
But this is not enough.
你必须要有你个人的信仰。
You must have your own personal faith in God.
你必须要懂得你自己来向上帝倾心吐意。
You must know clearly in your mind that you personally come to God, and then you tell Him by your in your mouth.
然后经历他在你生命中的各种的奇妙的安排。
And then you have to personally experience God's grace.
上帝是为保护我们的上帝。
Because our God is a God of protection.
他视为的用盾牌视为的保护我们。
He set up the shield around us in order to protect us.
这种保护是你可以经验的。
So this kind of protection is something that you can experience.
这种供应是你可以经验的。
So this kind of provision is something that you can experience also.
透过什么经历的？
And through what that you can experience this provision and protection?
不是你的聪明智慧。
Not because of your intellectual power.
也不是你对属灵的事情认识很多。
Not because even your perception in spiritualities.
乃是你一个很简单的动作。
But simply due to your faith, come before Him.
把你的需要告诉他。
And then tell what you need to God.
而且完全的信靠他。
And then totally
trust in Him. 会听你的祷告。
That He will listen to your prayer.
就是那么简单。
As simple as that.
我希望我们弟兄姐妹。
I wish that brothers and sisters.
拥有这种信仰。
And have this kind of faith.
你知道大卫这种信仰不但带领他经过他当时的种种的困难。
So David had this kind of faith, and then it led him through all these unfavorable circumstances.
人家的评论他经过了。
People's insult, people's criticism, he experienced.
儿子追杀了伤痛的遭遇他经过了。
And then to be pursued by his own son and to kill him, and he experienced this kind of pain.
不单经过。
Not only did he experience
this. 你看那个第三章的最后有几节。
And then look at the latter part of chapter 3.
第六到第八节。
And if we pay attention on verse 6 through verse 8.
第六节说，虽有成万的百姓来周围攻击我，我也不怕。
Verse 6, I will not fear the tens of thousands drawn up against me on every side.
这个不怕是个宣告。
So he said, I fear not, it's a proclamation.
虽有成万的百姓来攻击我。
And even though there are tens of thousands of enemies
我也不怕
come against me, I fear not.
但是第八节怎么说呢？
But let's go jump to verse 8.
救恩属乎耶和华。
Because from the Lord comes deliverance.
愿你赐福给你的百姓。
May your blessing be on your people.
你有没有看到这两节圣经一个很特别的地方？
And do you see the special meaning of these two verses?
原来他的信仰不仅仅带他经过的人生的艰难。
And his faith not only accompany him go through the difficulties of his life.
这个信仰也带他跨越过人家对他的冒犯。
And actually this faith caused him to transcend other people's insult.
那帮百姓是冒犯他的。
And these people are the ones who insult him.
攻击他的。
And to attack him.
但大卫竟然愿意为这些百姓祷告，
but David,
求神祝福他们。
Pray for them and ask God to bless them.
你有没有看这个宝贵的地方？
Do you see the precious thing here?
信仰不单带他跨越生活上的难处。
So the faith not only accompany you to go through this valley of life.
信仰也带他跨越过他人性所没有的那种包容，那种的对仇敌的饶恕。
And the faith also caused him to rise up above the insult and then have the willingness to pray for the people who are against them.
而且为求神祝福他们。
And he also asked God to bless those who are against him.
你有没有觉得这种信仰真是很宝贵？
So do you think how precious is this kind of faith?
这是大卫的经历。
So this is a David's spiritual experience.
人生多有愁苦。
And all life has many difficulties.
但简单的信仰带我们进步。
But a simple life can lead us through the valley of the shadow of death.
不但经过。
Not only that we can go through these difficulties,
而且我们的生命被提升。
But rise up above these difficulties,
所有苦难。
Beyond the suffering,
所有的苦难。
And all the sufferings and all the difficulties,
对于我们来说。
To us,
都是带我们经历上帝的一个的，好像一个仆人。
It's God's means for us to know him more.
苦难让我们更深认识上帝。
Suffering causes us to know God better.
苦难也证明我们的生命的素质。
Actually, suffering will enhance the quality of our life.
确实是这样。
And this is a reality.
一个真的经历上帝恩典的人。
For those who actually experience the grace and the goodness of God,
他一定有一个素质显明出来。
And he must have some kind of quality, temperament,
那就是待人以恩。
That is to treat other people with grace.
祝福别人。
And bless even your enemy.
这是自然的。
So this is a natural overflow of God's grace. And for those who are gracious in the sight of God,
他一定同时是个施恩给别人。
He must also a blessing giver.
这就是信仰。
This is our faith.
我祝福大家。
And I bless each one of you.
拥有这样的一个信仰。
And it's my prayer for hope that you have this kind of faith. Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢你。
And dear Heavenly Father, we offer our thanksgiving.
你虽然高，
even you are remote in the heaven,
却眷顾卑微的。
And yet you are willing to come down and take care of the lowly.
主，感谢你愿意聆听我们的倾心。
And we are thankful for the fact that you are willing to listen to our prayer.
你不以我们的难处为一种麻烦的事情。
And you are not feel bothered by our complaint.
你愿意来聆听。
And yet, you're willing to listen.
而且你带我们经过。
And moreover, you lead us pass through this valley.
更加透过我们生命中的各样的难处。
And then through our encounterment in our life,
把我们带到人生的高处。
And then raise us up to the higher plateau.
所以主啊，我们不逃避你的安排。
So let us not try to avoid your arrangement.
我们只存着一个敬畏、感恩的心来面对人生各样的挑战。
But with a childlike faith to face our life,
我们相信你与我们同在。
We believe that you will be with us.
有难处。
And even though there's difficulties in our life,
但相信。
But we believe
你的恩典更多。
That Your grace is more than for us to overcome.
十架不会重过主恩典。
And the cross will never heavier than your grace.
主，这是我们的相信。
And this is our faith.
愿你悦纳我们。
May you accept us.
继续把这样你自己属灵的丰富来赐给我们。
And continue to bless us with this spiritual abundance.
你也把今天的信息藏在我们的心中。
May you hidden today's message in our
hearts. 让我们常常都记得。
So that we can always remember.
你是那位满有恩慈的神。
And you're the gracious God.
愿意聆听祷告。
And willing to listen to our pleading.
而且成就祷告。
And also promise to listen to us.
我们这样感恩祷告。
And we pray this with a thankful heart.
奉耶稣基督的圣。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We want to thank Pastor Lau to reveal David's inner faith to us so that we know how to deal with our difficulties and how to be a person with faith that the Lord expects for us to have. 我们感谢朗牧师给我们看到大卫他内心的真正的信仰，那我们也知道怎么样在这个信仰里面我们蒙主更多的恩典。我们回应这个诗歌，我们唱耶和华你是我的神， Jehovah you are my God。